World Series last night. What a great start to what should be a great series. Game one was fantastic. It went 14 innings, won by the Royals. It featured an inside-the-park home run, a power outage. Fox was knocked off the air. Extra innings. It was really good stuff. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, covering the World Series for our show, is our sports expert, the publisher of the Paltz Sports Newsletter. It's Ribby Paltz.
That's so true. Head out to the Miller Man.
Hi, Ribby.
How's it hanging there, Giorgio?
Good. Ribby, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I noticed your Facebook post about your balls hanging low.
Not on Facebook, so that's impossible.
Well, good morning to you guys from the sports.
Yeah. From the sports.
That was a good game last night.
Yeah, did you guys see a bunch of World Series last night?
We saw a game, yeah.
I understand that the game went into extra innings. Whew, man, that's something.
You understand.
Yeah, I think I passed out long before that. And it wasn't the liquor so much, it was the fever from the STD.
Oh, jeez, Ribby.
Note to your listeners, don't believe a Kansas City prostitute when she tells you she doesn't have the gonorrhea.
Gosh.
Okay.
We don't need to hear about all that. Just tell us about the World Series. What was your experience like in Kansas City?
Well, thank you, Giorgio. As you just mentioned here on the ticket, I'm up here at the Kansas City, and it's a good Kansas City. It's a good Kansas City. It's a good Kansas City.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, in my opinion, my professional sports opinion, the Royals look confident.
They look confident.
Okay.
Yeah, they look almost as confident as Joe Buck during a stand-up. Confident. But I want to just take this opportunity to formally apologize to the fine workers there at the Kansas City Death Star about baseball, and because I got kicked out of the press box for something that they were calling extreme inebriation.
Oh no, Ribby.
Yeah, I couldn't quite get that. I think that's what they finally called it. I also heard it referred to as morbid intoxication. So
morbid.
I'm not sure which of the two. But so there, I got kicked out there, and this was, it was pretty late in the game, and, you know, I had a few, so it was around second inning or something like that. And I get kicked out, so I'm having to hang out right outside the stadium, you know, by these trucks and whatnot, and I'm bored, and you guys know what it's like when you're bored.
Yeah.
You search up pictures of Betty White on your phone, and you loosen your belt up.
Maybe not Gosh. Betty White, but...
So I open my satchel, I pull out my Hitachi magic wand, and but as you know, Giorgio, that's a corded personal massage device.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, problem is, the nearest plug is completely filled up, so I have to pull and pray. I pick one, I pull it, and all the lights go out in the tech truck right in front of me.
Oh, that God. Was you that caused the blackout.
You wouldn't believe it, Mel. I hear about 50 guys yelling the elongated version of WTF, and the place erupts into chaos. Flashlights and cell phones helming these searches, you know, into the dark. Guys are screaming, and I'm thinking, OS, I've got to hurry.
Still consumed with your own person.
Yes, I bear down hard on that Hitachi and go to my most trusted fantasy. So I'm thinking about the human centipede right when Joe Buck runs over and knocks me down to plug back in the TV station.
Joe actually ran downstairs to plug it back in.
That's right. So I apologize, America. I apologize for disrupting your World Series experience. On the positive side, I gave you 30-minute break from Harold Reynolds. That's a good. Everyone needs that.
Yeah, you might be right.
And I guess you guys down there in Dallas got to see a lot of dead air on the Fox 4, but I guess you guys are used to that with old Mike Ducey down there. let's bring it back down real quick.
Oh, okay.
Because all this reminds me of that dear old sports song sung so many years ago.
This reminds you of a sports song.
Yeah, and it's really apropos for this particular game.
Well, would you mind singing it for us?
Oh, you want me to sing it for you?
Sure.
All right, goes something like this. between a diamond and a flash. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And everybody's like, Grey Goose, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, island, tigers on your goalie. We don't care. We're caught up in your love affair. I will never be real.
How can he hit those high notes at age 81?
I don't know. It's incredible. Well, there you go. Now you're up to date on the World Series. Royals up 1-0.